The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Children were brought to Jesus that he might lay his hands on them in prayer. The disciples rebuked them, but Jesus said, "Let the children come to me and do not prevent them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." After he placed his hands on them, he went away. The Gospel of the Lord. I remember some years ago, when I was still serving at St. Mark's Church, and we used to say Mass also in St. Paul's Chapel of St. Paul's Hospital and on Sunday. I remember one of the choir mistress, she was a conductor, and when her little kid stayed around her and playing all the time, disturbing her all the time. The kid is very young, very small. So I asked the sister to make a small surplus for this kid, that he can come up to the altar to serve, not to serve, but stay next to me. So beautiful. When the little boy dressed like an altar boy, and all the time, they are angel. You know, kids are like this. They just want to draw attention, so they make noises, make things. But in good heart, they don't have anything bad intentions. But once they got the place, especially close to the Lord, they are quiet. And that's why when I was in Toronto during Children's Mass, the youngest one all come up to the altar, sit all beside me. The older boys, far away, but the kids, the smaller ones, sit next to me. And they are so quiet, they're angels. So you can see Jesus welcoming the children because their heart is simple, kind. So we have to learn live like a children, like a child, not because childish, but childlike, simple and joyful, welcoming. Of course, not disturbing, but anyway. So the best thing, invite the little kids to join the altar society, is the best, that all the time they can pray, even not internally, at least externally, they can sit, stand, and prayerful. So it's a good chance for the kids in the church, they can serve. Or, like the Sunday school, they can go up to the altar to read and to collect, you know. And they have some positions, and they feel at home. And that's the only secret. If they left them hang around, of course, they would do other things. So, we thank the Lord that we're encouraged to welcome children in our community.